Hey everyone, this is Nard. As you all may know by now, my hometown of Manila was devastated by Tropical Storm Ondoy. It rendered about 240 people dead and hundreds of thousands lost their homes. I actually know some friends who lost their cars and homes there too. I was worried about my family and I spoke to them already, and they are safe and sound. But the surrounding area is just a disaster. So traveling and getting food supplies is kind of iffy at the moment. I hope you guys can find the time to support the people of the Philippines. I will put links on bearpodcast.com on ways to donate and give support. Thank you everyone for tuning in. Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 284.
I like the apple pie.
What?
Yesterday he made homemade apple pie.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. Wow, how come I didn't get to try that?
Yeah. Because you were at Fry's.
Oh, I was at Fry's. Oh, that's right.
Building your Windows 7 computer.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, everyone. Welcome to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Mm-hmm. And joining us today is Tyler.
Tyler from San Diego.
Tyler from San Diego. The big T. The big T with a big T. Okay. Well, welcome, Tyler. It's your first time here.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Mm-hmm. It's your first time
on the show. Well, no, it's what's your third time in Houston, right?
It's my third time in Houston, yeah.
First time on the show. Never listened to the show, but he got on it somehow.
Okay. I don't know.
It's not what you know, it's who you know.
That's right.
And how did you meet Ray? How did you meet Ray?
We met online.
Oh.
I saw him, and I sent him a message. Yep.
Ah.
That's how it works.
Mike.
Do you really want to know how we met?
give me a one-word description, or probably something very brief. A very vague one.
How's bathhouse.
That? Oh, okay. All right.
No.
What'd you say?
Bathhouse.
Oh, I was just like Grindr, but...
Yeah, I was thinking, no, we met on Grindr.
No. Okay.
We met on Grindr, and we started talking.
I see. Mm-hmm.
And then he's the one that hooked us up with Cowboy Dave at
the Comic-Con.
At Comic-Con. Right. So, and then when I was at that Comic-Con, we got to go have dinner and hang out and chat. So,
well, thank you for that, Tyler. It's
you're welcome.
Yeah, it's great having him.
I got him working on some other stuff for us too.
Oh, really? Okay, that's cool. Okay, yeah. So this weekend it has been a very busy weekend for me. Mike was in town, and yeah, Tyler got to meet my partner Mike, and he had to drive yesterday back to New Orleans. So.
We passed him on 59. We flew past him on 59, and he was on the phone talking to somebody.
Oh, that was me, telling me to avoid Highway 40, I-45 because of traffic. Because there's just way too much traffic. So I'm sure he's trying to save my life. Okay, so that's pretty much it. What did they miss again after going there? I went to Fry's, and you guys made apple pie. What?
Yes.
You mean
he's we were having dinner at his friend Sarah's house, so he went and bought the stuff to make pie. So we made it. So he made apple pie. I sit here and watch Smallville and Supernatural.
I really just wanted to try the ice cream, though.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I actually seen the blue ribbon.
What's it called?
Bluebell.
Bluebell.
Oh, the Bluebell ice cream. Okay.
So,
is that only in Texas? I think it's made in Brenham or something somewhere.
Yeah.
Wait. We had Texas beer and Texas ice cream.
That's right.
We had St. Arnold's. So.
St. Arnold's.
Ain't that the brewery here?
Okay.
Ain't that the brewery here in town? St. Arnold's? Ain't that it?
Oh, no. I've never been. I don't know. Never tried it out. Oh. But anyway, okay. So it's been a weird weekend for us. We went to Dim Sum yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet there's a lot. You do a lot of Dim Sum there, do you, Tyler, in San Diego?
Do some, mm-hmm. But my dim sum experience is mostly from Seattle.
Oh, okay.
Where?
Yeah. Why? So. Their dim sum is better than San Diego's?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, well, actually, where we went to, it's I keep forgetting the name. Fung's Kitchen. That's where the Bears always go. Yeah, Houston area Bears would always go there at the at Fung's Kitchen because it's pretty easy, and they have ample space.
And it's usually a lot safer.
Lots
than,
of space.
Than going to Chinatown.
Yeah, it's near Chinatown if you want to go shopping.
Yeah.
And
no, but it's safer than going to Chinatown.
Oh, okay. Safer than.
And there's a reason they have valet parking there.
Mm-hmm. They have guards. Anyway, okay, you guys went to Galveston. So how was it, Lee? How is it? I haven't been there for since Bear Watch. So what's up? What do you think, Tyler? So it's your first time in Galveston?
It was actually my second time in Galveston, but the first time was only for a few hours.
Mm-hmm.
But Ray and I drove all around and saw the post-Ike destruction and walked all along the Strand, checked out the stores. It was kind of interesting because when I was there last time, the Strand was bustling. There was a cruise ship in town. There was people everywhere, but this time it was a very different story.
Yeah,
probably every other store was closed up. There was hardly anybody walking around, and it was a Saturday, so you would think that there would be business, but there wasn't.
No, I don't think so. It's pretty busy.
Well, we had a great lunch.
Yeah, the only hopping store that we went to down there was the chocolate store.
The chocolate store.
What? You know, the one where they make all the chocolate.
The one in the Strand. The one in the Strand.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The one that has the big bear stuffed bear outside.
Ah, okay. You know, the last time I was there was Bear Watch, and the one before that was. You remember when we were trying to get something? We wanted to scout. We can still do it at Bear Watch there.
Yeah.
And we had to go there in December, quite a few months after Ike, and we had to check out if the hotel is still there.
Oh my god,
yeah. And we were there, the hotel was still there, and everything's okay. It's just that there's a few minor damages, and they could easily fix it in quite a few months. And sure enough, Bear Watch came in May, and we were able to go. We were able to do it. So, which reminds me, Ray's going to be busy. You're going to be busy with Bear Watch, aren't you?
I'm just a supervisor.
Supervisor. You'll just be
a management.
Oh, okay. You'll be the alpha bear doing all these things.
Mm-hmm. Nope, it's all about the committee, man. It's all about the committee. What the committee does happens. The committee don't do it, it don't happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so how about some sad news? Sad news. Okay. Ray and I were talking about this earlier, and I was Twittering about it. I was posting on Facebook about it. It's about my homeland. Philippines has been kind of devastated by Hurricane Ondoy. I don't know
it a hurricane or a tropical storm?
It's a tropical storm. It's a typhoon. It's a tropical storm, yeah. It's just that a month's worth of rain came there, went there and poured all over the city in about 6 hours. So that's really sad. Right now I think there is about 140 people died. And actually, that's Sunday morning. I got a call from my sister, and she was kind of distressed because there's no phone line, there's no drinking water, there's no power, and their cell phones are low in battery already. So she had to use somebody else's cell phone to do a long distance all the way to the U.S. because she's worried that I might be calling or any of my folks would be calling her because there's no one, to check up on them and there's no way to contact them at all. And on their side over there, there's just nothing. They don't have power, so they don't have TV, no connection with anybody or watch TV or any news. So they had to rely on people who had transistor radios. And yeah, they still have transistor radios there. And which is pretty important if you have if it's a hurricane or a typhoon, whatever.
We still have them here, man.
I know, but do you have one?
Do I have
right now?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do, but you have to dig in through your box.
Actually, no, I have a clock radio.
Oh, okay. But does it have power? I mean, is it battery powered?
I could put Buddy on the gerbil thing and it generate enough power.
Oh, okay, that's good enough. Yeah. But how about San Diego? San Diego doesn't have that much storm. Do you guys have?
No.
Not that bad.
They had a heat wave last week.
Yeah, heat waves.
Their weather's pretty lame, to be honest. It's so mild. It's beautiful, but it's always the same.
Oh, okay.
It's about a 25 degree temperature change from winter to summer.
Oh, wow.
That's it.
We got to try that. I got to get to San Diego in the States. Whenever I go to California, I always
go.
No
humidity.
No humidity, even though you're beside a beach?
None. None. Oh,
wow.
Non-humidity. None.
Yeah, not at all.
That's where
he found humidity this week.
No. Oh, that's right. Were you able to handle it well?
No.
No, not at all.
It's tough to get used to.
Yeah, I know. You guys got attacked by mosquitoes too.
Yes. It's the worst I've ever seen it.
Mm-hmm.
We opened the car doors and it was like some bad sci-fi movie. The swarm of skeeters just came in and started sucking us dry.
I had so many on my leg, I didn't know which one to hit first. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even like comprehend how many were on my leg. So.
Where was this in Galveston?
East Beach.
The East Beach, okay.
Yep.
What's left of it? Yeah, it's picking up. All these storms and everything that's happening. And well, we're going to be at Galveston again next year, so I'm looking forward to that for Bear Watch. And I hope there's not going to be much mosquitoes there. I sure hope not.
Mm-hmm. So, what did you think about the Houston bar scene?
Oh yeah,
Houston bar scene. We went to JR's. Mm-hmm. We went to the Mining Room, Mining Company, and the Ripcord.
Yeah.
They were three very different bars and served three different clientele, I suppose. But I think you see that same sort of clientele in each, no matter where you are, what city you're in. Mm-hmm. So it was fine. It felt like I was back at home almost. So just new faces.
I'm guessing that you like Ripcord the most.
I liked Ripcord and the Mining Company.
Mining Company.
The Mining Company had great music. I don't know if that DJ ever listens to this, but they had great music.
Actually, they do, if you stay inside.
And the Ripcord was playing Carrie when we got there, and then Misery when we left. So.
Was this on a Saturday night or a Friday night?
Saturday night.
Where was I? Yeah, Mike and I were busy.
Y'all were getting busy is what it was.
Oh.
Watching football.
Oh, yeah, we were watching football. That's how we call it now. We're watching football. So, yeah, we just spent the whole night. And, yeah, he cooked up some adobo. Yeah, Mike likes cooking, so I had to give him a crash course on how to do adobo. Although he's done it before, but he needed to remember how to do it. And he did well. He did well. And... yeah, that's pretty much what we did. And then Sunday, when we did dim sum. It's always a Sunday we do it. Yes, Tyler, what?
Oh, it was good stuff. Good dim sum was good.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's... and it's good to hang out with you. It's the first time. And, okay. I've been... Big V Bear. Vito.
Vito,
no. You gotta tell that story again. Maybe our listeners may not have. Okay, Vito, I'm gonna Twitter Vito tomorrow when we get this out. So I've known Vito. He's now on doing the 619 Bearcast with JP and Brian and the others. So I met him at first back in 2005 when he was doing his own podcast too, and in 2006 when I met him at IBR. Yeah, and then after that, I guess the last time I saw him was in Chicago, I think. No, TBRU, I think. Yeah, it's been it's good to see. Yeah, that's right, it's TBRU. TBRU in Dallas. And, wow, and it's the first time I've heard, Tyler here that actually knows him. It's a small world. It's such a small world,
Very small world.
Yeah. And
he's going to take the 713 back to the 619?
619. The 714 to the 619? Uh-huh.
No, 713 to the 619.
From 713 to the 619. Is it 832 or 281? Anyway, so you have a story about... Come on, you got to tell that story.
All right, I'll tell it. Okay, I'll tell it just because Vito deserves it.
Okay.
I gotta sort of give the backstory as to why it happened, though. But basically, my parents were coming over for a visit, and they hadn't met any of my friends. So I decided to have a little... kind of open house at my place so my parents could meet my friends and my friends could meet my parents and stuff. And there was probably maybe 15 to 20 people there, and we had consumed enough wine for more people than were there. But Vito's talking to my mom, and we're all in my living room, all of us all crammed in there. And Vito says to my mother, "Gee, what's it like to have a hairy son?" And the whole room stopped, and we all just looked at Vito because he just has a history of just saying funny things. And this is probably on the top of that list, and he's it was.
I couldn't imagine.
My mom and dad and I still make fun, or we still talk about it. Uh-huh. So, and people that are still there talk, or that were there still talk about it. So,
and
Vito still brings it up too. So,
So what was her answer? That was my question.
I don't even know. I think we all just laughed so hard.
Oh my God, Vito!
Vito instantly tried to dig his way out by, you know, saying something, but it just wasn't. It was already done. The damage was done. But
well, at least your mom got to know all your friends. That's always good.
Oh yeah. So that happened a couple years ago, and like I said, we still joke about it, mm-hmm. like internally as a family. So
yeah.
I always told Vito, don't get me around your mom.
Is it your Ray? How's your mom gonna visit you one of these days and meet all your friends?
Well, she's met most of my friends, or at least the ones I had back when she used to come out. She'll never come out anymore. Oh. So
well, I haven't met her yet.
Next time she comes out, I'll let you meet her. So
yeah, or we could go to.
She's waiting on me to buy her plane ticket, so she's gonna be waiting a while.
All right. Back to Henny Youngman. Last question. The most telling question of all, number 10. The last time you went skinny dipping?
Well, I was in Palm Springs in a very private pool. My boyfriend and I were out there. I was doing a fundraiser, and it was a very secluded spot, and we didn't see any helicopters, so we went into the pool.
And hopefully there are no photos?
I hope there aren't. Maybe of him it wouldn't be so bad. Of me, not until I become diet.
All right. Congressman Barney Frank, thank you, sir. Thank you for participating.
Barney Frank on the Jay Leno show, actually. And they have this this segment called 10 at 10 that they ask 10 questions to a celebrity or somebody who's very famous, somebody who's pretty well known. So Barney Frank was on it. And have you guys been checking it out? The Jay Leno show?
Yeah.
The new Jay Leno show?
I watched the first episode.
Oh, the one with Kanye West.
With the one with Kanye West, exactly. The one with Kanye, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this one, a couple of...
He needs to retire and go restore his cars and quit doing TV shows.
Oh, yeah. I kind of agree. But I actually fast forward to who's going to be the guest. And then someone different. So Barney Frank was there and talking about skinny dipping. And I kind of, I don't know. Do you guys know where that is? It's Palm Springs. He was in Palm Springs.
There's a ton of clothing optional resorts there.
Yeah,
I mean, there's probably 50.
Yeah, and there's all kind of parties going on there year round.
Mm-hmm. I've been to the one in Desert Bear.
Okay, Desert Bear.
That's where 2004. Back in 2004, that's where I stayed before.
Were you naked?
Mike. Oh yeah, we got naked, and sometimes there are people who are creepy, just walking around with these torn. I don't know. It's not even a thong. It's just torn cloth, and it's like a loincloth walking around. And I don't know. It's just really weird. But it's a fun place. Yeah, call it an option. You can just it's fun. I did go ride the tram there. You know that.
Oh, that's neat.
That's really neat.
Mm-hmm.
They go through the mountain.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very neat.
We couldn't wait in line that long when I was out there at Christmas. It was too long of a line.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like another 2 hours to get to the top, to wait in the line to get to the top. And I was like, good Lord.
It's really cold. When you go up there, but drop 10 to 15 degrees, I think. Yeah.
Oh, I think more than that. In the winter, for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'd like to do that again.
I remember that was our Christmas tour. This Christmas that Peter got mugged. Well, he didn't get mugged. He got his wallet stolen. So.
Oh, was that the time? Okay.
And they used all the Starbucks money on his Starbucks card that they had in his wallet.
Yeah, he's more of a Starbucks guy because he wants the free internet that goes with it.
Yeah.
It's very useful. Yeah. He doesn't that's just what he uses whenever he goes out. He uses free internet in Starbucks.
What? You sit up for yourself? And I fucking love you for that. You're in my heart, babe. You're in my heart.
F-bomb from Saturday SNL from last Saturday. Yeah. Did you guys watch it live when it was done?
No.
So it's going to be bleeped out when the time it airs in San Diego, right? In California.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, it is.
Because it starts at 11:30 or 11:35, which doesn't it usually start at 11:30? And I would think, but I don't know. I don't think it's live in San Diego at all.
I didn't realize they were still live. I thought they recorded two episodes and put the best of both episodes together and showed that.
Mm-hmm. It's the biker chicks segment that they were doing. Yeah.
Have they been fined yet?
No, I haven't heard of any yet. But I'm sure there might be in discussion on that one. It's kind of weird that they're keeping her. I guess it's the first time it's a newbie doing it. So I forgot her name, but but it was kind of
or is it what's his name told her to do it just to test it. The whole censorship or speech and blah blah blah.
Yeah, so. I think it's really staged, but I should have sent you the video also because by the way, well, it's already on online also that they did it and it's just really she was aware when she dropped the F-bomb, she was. She was blowing his mouth already, and she realized that she said something wrong. And towards the end of the show, she was they were making fun of her or something like that. But yeah, it's no big deal. I mean, every day you get that on TV shows anyway.
Every day at work? What are you talking about?
Yeah. So I don't know. It's no big deal. I mean, it's like not like all kids are gonna drop F-bombs in school after that. It's a big talk in the town. It's a big trend in Twitter. Oh, are you on Twitter, Tyler?
I am not.
You're not? You're not like...
not.
You're more of a...
He doesn't listen to...
You're more of a grinder guy.
I'm not even a grinder guy anymore. I'm even over Facebook, I think.
He has horror stories on Grindr. So.
Yeah.
Oh, really? But I'm so afraid of that. You know, Grindr was a big... It's a great app back in Milwaukee when we did the Gay World Series. There was a block party, and then Grindr was just you know, it was just it was really filled in that area because you know people are just all together there. There are about thousands of people all in one block party there at the Gay World Series, and yeah, Grindr was really busy that weekend. Yeah,
what about?
Oh yeah.
Which has a lot of grinding going on.
It does a lot of grinding.
Later that night, there's grinding.
I'm glad that you're proud of me. But I don't want to lie anymore. Being a part of the Glee Club and football has really showed me that I can be anything. And what I am is... I'm gay.
I know.
Really?
I've known since you were three. All you wanted for your birthday was a pair of sensible heels. I guess I'm not totally in love with the idea, but... if that's who you are, there's nothing I can do about it. And I love you just as much. Okay. Thanks for telling me, Kurt. You sure, right?
Yeah, Dad. I'm sure.
I'm just checking.
Glee. The best comments, the three top. Glee comments quotes for the night.
Okay.
Kurt, it's a unitard. Guys wear them to work out nowadays. Play sports. They wick the sweat away from your body.
Okay.
That's my number three. I'll get back to the number two. Where was it?
Is that a quote from somewhere or is that your quote?
No, it's from the show.
From the show.
No, this is from the show. All these are quotes from the show.
Mm, okay.
And this is Quinn to Puck. I had sex with you because you got me drunk on wine coolers and I felt fat that day. It was a mistake.
It's true.
And then the best quote all night: dishonesty is food to the marriage. It will die without it.
Oh my God. Yeah, things to remember the show by. It's really great. I mean, I'm really enjoying it ever since. Okay, Ray, okay, Tyler, Ray's the one who got me into this because he was at Comic-Con and they showed it. And I honestly, I don't even know the connection about Glee and geeks. And they're saying, why is it Ray? Why was Glee at Comic-Con?
Because I knew who their audience is going to be, geeks. I mean, it's all about being the outcast at school. And what is Glee Club? I mean, they're all outcasts.
Okay.
I mean, most of the people at Comic-Con, you know, were at one time outcast at school. I mean, they all play video games and they're all geeky. And, you know, you still had the jocks and the cheerleaders and the preps. And, you know, then you got the geeks and the nerds and, you know, and then just straight up freaks. But, you know.
But I also think it's interesting that Comic-Con's using, you know, or these shows are using Comic-Con as like a launching pad. You know, look at True Blood. Was it 2 years ago or a year ago that they had a huge presence at Comic-Con? They know that that has an audience and it's viral marketing.
They have 100,000 people captive audience there for 4 days.
Yeah,
and they use use every outlet possible.
I have yet to experience Comic-Con.
Well, if you need to tell Mr. Mike, this coming year, y'all's vacation's going to be in San Diego.
Okay. He's gonna.
He can go watch the Padres aren't playing then, are they?
No, it's the Chargers.
Chargers, whatever.
If it's football.
Oh, no. Football's not playing then.
I know, but is he baseball too? Does he like baseball?
It's more football. There? It's more football, really.
Oh,
either
okay.
Football or basketball or soccer.
Well, he can go to the Gaslight District and just have drinks and food all day
and just watch people.
Watch people, yeah.
Downtown is just a buzz with uniqueness.
Yeah,
Gaslight District.
He can watch all the hot Asian boys walk up and down the street.
Oh, the cholos, the shaved heads and tattoos, and yeah. Just love that.
And that's just the girls.
Reminds me of my cousin. Okay, how about where is Venice Beach?
Venice Beach is part of L.A.
Oh, it's in L.A.
Or it's a suburb of L.A., L.A. County.
Oh, okay.
Venice Beach is beautiful.
It's in L.A.
Because I keep thinking about that.
You got Black's Beach in San Diego.
Mm. Ooh.
Okay, the next. I just remember that because I wasn't sure. I don't know. I don't know where it is. I've never been there. So I keep remembering that Venice Cub was in...
Venice Beach is
in L.A. Mm.
It's not all that. I've been there. I wasn't that impressed.
Mm. He's talking about Venice Cub.
I was talking about Venice Cub, yeah.
Like I said, I wasn't that impressed.
You're not impressed by Venice Cub?
I don't think I've even met him. Everybody talks about him like crazy.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know who Venice Cub is. I've never met him.
Oh! Okay, anyway, he's in porn.
I just hear stories.
Stories, okay.
Yes.
But yeah, he's a nice guy.
But Venice Beach, I've been there and I was not impressed at all. So.
Oh, okay. Well, it's what do you call this? They've been doing some bear films filming there, so. Okay. And you know, Venice Cobb was in it, so.
All right, back to Glee because you sent me.
Oh, it was Glee. Okay, Glee. Okay. Anyway, I that clip that I played is like, for the coming out thing because we have a good listener from. Oh God, this is gonna kill me. Where is it from? Is it from New Jersey? I can't remember where is it from. But he was talking about listening to the show and when your mom was on, Ray.
Yes.
Yeah, and they're talking about coming out, and we actually asked her reactions or her advice to people about coming out, and just be who you are, and that's what she said, and that's pretty much what Kurt from Glee did. And, after
says the bipolar mom from South Carolina, just be who you are.
Be who you are. Yeah. Oh my.
My mom was that brochure from Glee. My mom won't stop screaming, and my mom won't stop screaming. This, what is it? Oh, so your mom's bipolar, and she won't stop screaming. That's what the thing the brochure was. That's my mom.
Those brochures were hysterical.
Which brochure? Where's that? Where was that?
In the first episode or second episode, where she
she finds the girl throwing up in the bathroom, and they take her back to the office, and all the brochures in the background, like, I can't stop touching myself.
Oh, yeah, that was so funny. Oh, my God, yeah.
So you have a hair down there.
Yeah, there's a hair down there. My parents, what is it, the one about divorce? They're all very comical.
Oh, my God.
Very well.
I had to rewind. Yeah. I remember rewinding to it so I could see.
So
what
did
was
I.
That? What was so funny, guys?
It's right after the whole comment about
the gag reflex. Someday you'll appreciate that, or
yeah, something
come in handy or something.
Yeah, come in handy in the future, yeah. Wow. God, we gated it up with Glee. Oh, my God, you guys. We should push it up with some more sci-fi, Ray. What do you think? I don't know. We're not prepared.
Heroes Tonight, lackluster.
Did you like it? You like Heroes? Of course, Tyler. You watch it a lot too, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I've seen the first three seasons.
Yeah.
It was like a bridge episode. It's like, hopefully the next one's better, because you know this one.
I want more Mark Parkman naked. Shirtless
Matt, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Mm. Matt Parkman, not Mark. Mm-hmm.
Matt, is it Matt?
You think about
no,
just, no, you said Mark.
I said Matt. Rewind, I missed rewind. No, it's
Mark.
Anyway, Matt. Okay, so Matt Parkman, yeah, I want to see some more skin. Like the one in the first season when he was lying down and he was being tagged. It's the only time we only see.
Man, I don't want to tag that.
I
want to
tag him too.
Tag him. Hey. My name's Nard. I'm a Virgo.
I'm a. Oh, yeah. You're so bad. Okay. Okay. So, what are you guys planning this this week? Where are you going back? You're flying back tomorrow, right, Tyler?
Tomorrow morning, yeah, bright and early.
Yes, I have to get up at the crack ass of dawn and take him to the airport.
Aw, we're going to miss you here, Tyler. Oh, my God. We only hanged out just
We'll miss him, too. I mean, he's kept me pretty hopping this weekend. Mm-hmm. Between taking him to the museum, taking him to the beach, taking him to the bars, making me drink all that alcohol.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know you drink that much. You drink a lot. So... what's gonna happen now? This coming Thursday? This Thursday we're gonna have the first Bear Watch meeting. That's what we're gonna do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
And then this weekend is gonna be softball for me. Is there a big Bear softball team there in San Diego?
Oh yeah, there's a big league.
It's a big league.
Maybe not a big Bear league, but a big gay league for league. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, there's a big gay league here too.
Yeah, I bet. I mean,
okay.
They're all up in Milwaukee being all gay.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago.
Oh, I don't know if I mentioned it in a previous episode, but the Bear team, I think, Bear team from Minnesota, the Fur Ballers. I think they were protested. Yeah, but that's a different story. I don't know. Anyone can confirm that, but I don't want to talk about it. It's been three weeks already, so. Anyway, well, I guess that's pretty much it. This weekend's going to be a busy weekend. Oh, I should... Oh, Ray, we forgot about the videos. I haven't posted the video with Amber Benson. And actually, it's on YouTube already. But the ones for the feed for the for your iPod users or iPhone listeners, I should put it out very soon. I'm just lazy. I'm just so lazy. I'm sorry. So
get on it, Maynard.
I'll get on it. It will be the episode. It will be the feed before this. So I'll take care of it tonight. And check it out, everyone listening. Just check out the video with Amber Benson. Ray is there talking to her about her new book, Death's Daughter.
Yep. Right? Maynard was there too. He was behind the camera. We flipped roles.
Yeah.
He was behind the camera and I was interviewing instead of the other way around this time. So.
Yeah. Well, usually I'm out of town when I do that. But I would rather let you talk too. Because, Amber Benson is more famous for, what is it?
Buffy.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Okay. So about that, we should talk about the contest for that.
Yes, have we had any entries yet?
No, we don't have any entries. So would you rather have the email thing?
Okay. Let's change it up. email
yeah.
Bray at Bear Podcast mm-hmm. your best Buffy quotes, your favorite Buffy quote.
Okay. Or actually do it at raffle. Raffle at bearpodcast.com. So,
oh, raffle at bearpodcast.com.
Yeah, we have filters for that. So raffle at bearpodcast.com with the subject line Amber Benson or, yeah.
Amber Benson. Yeah, Amber Benson. And then put in your favorite Buffy quote.
Buffy quote. So, and then we'll pick the winner by October calendar. By
it was 15th, wasn't it?
We said 15th, but October 19th, actually. It's a Monday okay. by the time we record. Okay, so I guess that's it. Thank you, Tyler, for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you, Houston.
Thank you, Houston. Maybe we could visit San Diego one of these days.
Let me know if you're out there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. Okay. Okay, guys, thank you for listening. If you have any comments, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com. Or you can give us a call on the voice line at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327.
Yes, leave your voice comments and I'll play it in the show. And subscribe via iTunes. Visit the official website at bearpodcast.com. And follow us on MySpace, Twitter, and Facebook. All the links are on the website. Okay, so Tyler, how can people catch you?
What? How can people catch me?
Like online, or are you?
Oh,
or is that a secret?
It's not a secret. I'm on Facebook. I'm on all of them. I'm on Bear 411. I'm on.
Oh, what's your Bear 411 profile? They'll all hit you up there.
Yeah, great. Okay. Cam and Bear, CamenBehr.
Okay, Behr. Okay,
I know.
Cam and Bear. Why Cam and Bear?
Oh, you're going to get so many hits.
Why Cam and Bear?
Why Cam and Bear? Or is it Coming Bear? Coming? No, it's Cam and Bear.
No.
So after this gets posted, I'll be coming on Bear 411.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for...
You had stock on Grindr.
On Grindr? Okay. Okay, so thank you, everyone, for listening. Catch Cam and Bear. Bear 411. Okay, guys, thank you everyone for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.